What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Salt Shack Podcast. My name's Bryce, aka Bruce Jablanca, and I'm here with
Caleb or WarMonkey75, and we're here with
Dr. Trees slash Forrest. That's my real name, is Forrest. Wait. Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, it's Dr. Forrest, actually.
No. That's no. Even worse. Okay. It's just Forrest.
Yeah.
We're here with Dr. Trees again.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like close to a year since the last time he was on the pod. So.
They did that on purpose. They did not want me back. I had to pay them to be here.
Well, your mom.
Same thing. Yeah.
Today we're gonna do some Q&A with Forrest. We're gonna ask Forrest some questions.
Yes, sir.
And he's gonna answer them. Then we're gonna do our first hot takes of 2024, and then we're gonna do a trivia battle at the end. So
sounds good.
All right, we're gonna ask you some questions.
Oh,
you're gonna
boy.
Answer them truthfully.
Truthfully.
Yep.
Okay, I'll try my best.
I'll go first.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite superhero?
Favorite superhero. It's gotta be like. Oh man. I don't know why I'm going this, but I'm going to go with The Flash, actually. I like The Flash. He's a goofy guy.
Why is he goofy?
I don't know. Have you watched the cartoons of him? He's a goofy guy.
He is a goofy guy in the cartoons.
And I also enjoyed the like live action show of it, too. I enjoyed almost all of them. So, yeah, I'd go Flash. Yeah. That's the first one that came to my brain. Yeah.
All right. Well, Seeing as
Gibbs a little sicky. He's a little nasally, that's why.
Fished a lot in your life. You have a favorite fish?
Muskie.
Muskie?
Mm-hmm. For sure. That's the main one I fish for, is muskie.
Do they look cool? Do they taste good?
You don't really eat muskie, but they're fun to catch. Yeah.
I eat muskie.
All the time. I know you do. Sorry, I'm moving a lot.
The spinning is already...
Yeah, I'm getting nervous. I'm getting nervous out here. Okay.
What's your favorite candy for Fortnite?
Candy for Fortnite? Oh, the crunch, like, popcorn ones. I just love that. I don't know why, but when I'm playing video games, that's what I want.
You have a favorite dog breed?
Probably Labs. But
surprised it's not Great Dane.
I do love Great Danes, but they die too quickly.
That's fair. What was your favorite moment of 2023?
I can't remember anything in 2023. what did we do in 2023? I guess like going to the pool and stuff like that. Enjoy that. Yeah. It's also just the first thing that came to my mind.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You had a shitty year, apparently.
If you had to wear hats or shorts for the rest of your life, which one would it be? Or you could, like, never wear a hat, but you could wear shorts.
So if you had to pick between hat or, like, wearing hats or wearing shorts, I think I know this answer pretty
well.
Easily.
I don't wear hats, really. So, but I also don't wear shorts. Like, yeah.
No more
bucket hats.
I can't
wear long pants?
No, you can wear long pants if you pick shorts. You just can't wear shorts if you pick hats.
Okay, so I just don't want hats. I'll forget about the hats. I don't wear hats. Were you surprised by that?
No.
Okay, I was about to say. I was like,
that was more of a question for me. He brought that up at the store last
night. Okay.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite villain in like superheroes, Marvel or DC?
My first thing that came to my mind is Joker, but I'm probably forgetting about a lot of them. But I think Joker's is probably the best answer. That whole duo of Batman versus Joker is just peak. So
what is your go-to Fortnite skin
right now? Probably either John Wick or Padme. Yeah, those are good skins right there. John Wick and Padme are good. You always got the pizza girl too. That's a good one. Oh, why am I talking? I go Futurama skins. I like the Futurama skins or that was kind of old. Never mind. No, I'm going back to John Wick and Padme Amidala. I lied. My bad.
Out of your collection, what was your favorite Marvel legend you've bought so far?
Favorite one.
Okay.
It's gonna sound weird, but I think I wanna go with like the Watcher from like What If. I kinda like the What If people. I don't know. There's probably other ones. Probably could have picked other ones, but the first thing. What If. So the Watcher.
What is your current favorite anime?
Probably like Jujutsu Kaisen right now. That's really good. That's all I can think of right now.
Who's your favorite person to face in fantasy?
Well, I like if I'd win every once in a while, which I don't, but I'd go like probably like Tyler Jeffrey just because I want to beat them. But I think I enjoy playing Caleb the most when he's in my league. I don't know. Caleb ends up being in my league like every year, so or like my
Yeah.
division of the league. So I enjoy playing Caleb just because I'm closer to Caleb than the other people normally in the league. So
I beat you by like 0.5 for the first game of the year.
And if you won that, you would have made the
I know,
playoffs.
I know, I know, I know. Don't bring that up. Don't bring that up.
What is your least favorite food? Like, if it could be like an ingredient where it's like, if this is in it, like, I'm not eating that.
Ooh.
Or like, if it's offered, you're like, I'd rather die.
Horseradish.
Okay.
I don't know. It takes away from all the other tastes. I know people love it, but they like put that on, I don't know what you put it on, like a hot dog or something. I'm not gonna enjoy the hot dog anymore.
Yeah, people like put it on prime rib and
Yeah,
stuff.
not very good.
Was that your last one?
No, I have one more.
Okay. What do you think is more satisfying in sports? A home run, a touchdown, or like a game-winning three-pointer?
Game-winning three-pointer for sure, but
I
I would
guess you could
almost
say game-winning any of those.
game-winning any of those, but I would go game-winning three-pointer. I'm not gonna lie, home run and then touchdown, just because there's a lot of touchdowns in a game. Home runs get like. I get I don't watch a whole lot of baseball, but normally it's a lower scoring game, so that home run matters. See, and
That is also the same order I'd put it in.
yeah.
If you could have breakfast with any actor, who would it be?
I know the answer to this.
Natalie Portman out
Yeah.
here.
Yeah.
But, well, I'm going to stop right there. I was about to say something bad. No. She's not going home. Okay, fine.
I was gonna say you're skipping out on Keanu
I
Reeves.
was gonna say Keanu Reeves. No. It's only because I love Natalie Portman, but Keanu Reeves would be an awesome person to hang out with. Or like Tyler the Creator, or I
That'd
don't
be
know,
such a
just
goofy
no,
breakfast.
yeah, exactly. Just fun people to hang out
I think
with.
legally you shouldn't do Natalie Portman.
Yeah, legally probably not. So I'll go Keanu Reeves. I think that was a good idea, but that was the second person that was in my mind. Was Keanu Reeves. Go Keanu.
Just touching my feet.
My bad. I got nervous.
That your last one? All
Yeah.
right, cool. Now you know more about Forrest.
Yeah, which I
And
bet you wish you didn't.
all right, next we will be doing our hot takes.
Okay.
Pretty much how hot takes works. Got the idea from Escape Pod Podcast. Go check them out. But pretty much you say a take. If you get someone like really flustered, you get a point. And you want to be the one with the most points at the end.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure on the history of this show, I think there's only been like two breaks.
I'm about to snap today. I'm angry. I'm snapping.
Should I go first?
Yeah,
Sure.
I only have 10.
I have 17 now. And
What?
I took
Yeah, he
out some
walked into the
too.
room and went, I have 17 out.
Seventeen.
So, okay.
Jesus.
Okay, maybe you go first then, since you have
Okay,
17.
this one's gonna get you guys frustrated. Star Wars story over Marvel story, like the timeline, like the books and everything else. Comics, you can put comics for into Marvel. You can put books in for Star Wars. The movies itself, I just think Star Wars is, it's got a simple design, but also it's a broad story that I really enjoy. Don't get me wrong, I love both of them, but I mean, I believe Star Wars story is better than Marvel story.
I had to think on that one.
Yeah, yeah, hold on. There's like do. So much for yes, both. Yes,
you do.
Be careful. Don't unplug your mic.
I feel like the Star Wars story is more concrete because they open the multiverse in the MCU. Mm-hmm. Like, anything can happen in the MCU.
I think Marvel's better just because you can think of... There's so many things that you can like in Marvel, whereas Star Wars, there's like a concrete, like, you're following the Skywalker story pretty much the entire time, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, like... For more simple-minded people, I think that works out.
I think that's where you're... Okay, 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 okay. Okay, man.
Almost made a break out of something.
Call me simple-minded is crazy. It might be true, but, I mean, I don't know. Well, okay, be fair. They didn't bring out, like, the three most trash movies humanly possible.
I think if that didn't happen, I'd agree with you, but...
And I think, well, I'll put this in here. I think the Star Wars book stories are better than the comic stories in Marvel. That's my thought. Just because you get more detail out of a book than you get out of comics. You get individual people, like you get a full story rather than you kind of have to guess. And I guess people like that, but I don't know. Like if you look at like Legends and stuff like that of Star Wars, you get whole stories, you get full books, you get books about Thrawn, you get books about Luke Skywalker after everything, but I don't know. You might not even count those in, but yeah. That's all I got for that one.
I don't know much about the Star Wars books.
Yeah, fair.
I can't say anything about it because I haven't read a single Star Wars book.
Yeah. I haven't read them. I just like... I know they exist.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah. So, no one's too angry at it, but, you know, people think it's wrong, so that's fine.
You can think it's wrong.
To be fair, I think both are extremely good, so it's hard to argue either way. I can see it both ways.
All right, I'm going to start with the layup hot take. My classic, tomatoes are trash.
Yes, absolutely.
I was waiting for that. I didn't even write anything about tomatoes, because... I knew I'd get teamed up on.
Yeah, so. It's smart because it would be an absolute wrong decision. You know, if you went, you like tomatoes, you're wrong. Tomatoes are gross.
No, tomatoes are trash. So
I'll take anything else. Like, you know, you get a burger with everything on it. I'm taking up tomatoes. I'll keep everything else, even if I find a mediocre.
100%.
But tomatoes are gone. They ruin the taste of everything. But I do love ketchup.
That's like the most common, like... A rebuttal I always hear is like, do you like ketchup?
Yeah, it's like, shut the fuck up.
They taste nothing alike, so I don't... Yeah.
One is like tomato juice.
Yeah.
Tomato smoothie.
Yeah.
It's like saying an ice cube tastes the same as ice cream. Like, no.
I've never heard that comparison, but that's great.
All right. I've got Halo is the best first-person shooter franchise.
Ooh, I don't know if I would disagree with you, but I prefer Call of Duty like shooters over Halo. But I know Halo's like was like the first starting out game where people loved Halo and got extremely into it. So I can't disagree, but I would 100% prefer Call of Duty over Halo any day.
I just like can't keep buying those games. Like,
no, okay, that's another thing. I don't really like the new games, but when there was peak Call of Duty, like
Black Ops 2,
even Black Ops 3 didn't find it, and then you got the Modern Warfares. When they originally came out, peak, but after that, no, like now, they're bad. Okay. Yeah.
Because it's like, then there's the Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo Reach stretch, which is like
the OG
legendary.
Yes, yeah.
And that's also tough. But I don't know. I've just loved Halo.
Yeah.
I also like vehicles, which Call of Duty has a major lack of vehicles.
Yeah. Now, I would go... I can't just disagree because I do love Halo too. I just... It's a 50-50 for me on that one. Bryce hasn't played much of that game, so...
I have nothing to say on this. I don't have enough first-person shooter knowledge to know what's better and what's worse.
I would probably give you that one. The storyline and everything, but I prefer Call of Duty over him. My turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chocolate candy over, like, gummy sweet candy. So, like, M&M's, Hershey's, I don't know, stuff like that over, like, Skittles, Swedish Fish, and stuff. If I had an option, like, you only get to pick one of these options for the rest of your life, I'm probably going to the chocolate options than the sweet. I don't know. That's tough. Yeah.
I don't think I agree with that, but I'm not going to get mad about it. I think I could definitely, like, have sides for both of them. I think I'd just get sick of chocolate more, like, quicker, if I could only pick chocolate. Like, I had to pick chocolate or, like, sour, gummy, whatever, and I picked chocolate, I probably would just, like, not be eating chocolate after a while just because I'd be sick of it.
Yeah, I get that. I just genuinely like chocolate candies more than, like, if I go to the store, rarely am I picking up, like, gummy candies. I'm going to pick up chocolate candies. But I also get if I only had one option, probably, yeah. I get it. Yeah. Okay, no hot takes there.
Yeah, that was a trash take.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. I didn't really write these in any order, so I have to kind of look through it. I think this a take you guys will agree with. And this is like the last one I wrote down just because I was running out of ideas.
Yeah.
I think Clone Wars Season 1 is absurdly mid.
I don't think you appreciated that series as well.
No, I didn't.
No, because if you're a big Star Wars fan, you get, like, individual stories of, like, individual clones that you appreciate and stuff like that.
That's great. That's probably the only good part about it, though. Ahsoka's annoying as fuck. Jar Jar's annoying as fuck.
Ahsoka is, like...
Anakin's, like, a sassy bitch the entire show.
Yeah, he's like that the entire series.
I know. But
I can't really disagree. I think the later episodes get better.
Yeah.
You can call it mid. But
you're wrong.
Yeah. Star Wars itself is a masterpiece if you look at it a whole. So
Gunner.
Yeah. All right, Gunner. There's a dog outside. His name is Gunner.
He's gonna eat the maple shit.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to do it.
It's delicious.
He's gonna take a human sized shit on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Alright, Caleb, your turn.
This one, honestly, I just had to get, like, a 10th one in there. And some people really care about it, but, like, celebrity awards, like the Oscars, the Grammys, and the whatevers are, like, the biggest dog shit I've ever watched.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I've watched one, and I'm like, this is dumb.
I feel like the actors also, majority of the time, don't care either to be there. They're just kind of there.
It's like, I don't know. We don't need to, like, award them. They know they did good.
They also just probably got paid, like, $20 million to do that movie anyways.
I mean, more.
My only, like, argument with that is, like, say Keanu Reeves' first movie was John Wick, and he got an award for it. He probably got a huge bonus for winning that award.
Okay, well, Keanu Reeves can rob someone, and I wouldn't care. I want him to win.
It's more of a director's thing than an actor's thing, I think. Because I feel like directors, it means more for them than actors.
I kind of agree with that, yeah. That's a good point.
Like, the directors and those people are, like, the ones that come up with the stories and shit. And then the actors just do what the directors want them to do, so.
Yeah, like, the actors are always famous, but the directors get their, like, fame during the... I kind of get that. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
John Nolan. Christopher Nolan hasn't won a single best director yet.
Yeah.
And he might with Oppenheimer, which is huge, so.
That's another thing about 2020. This is kind of random, but 2023 had some absolute heater movies.
I agree.
Yeah. Is it my turn?
That was my only. I don't really care. I've never watched the Oscars. So
yeah, no.
Whatever.
I get how people do like it, though. Like, older people.
Yeah. No, it's just like, I don't know. Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't know if it's just all up to, like, a team of critics. Or if there's, like, we can all vote.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, sometimes there's just stuff on there I've, like, never heard of. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, I don't even know when this came to theaters.
Yeah. My turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think Star Wars Episode 1, so movie 1, or in chronological order, movie 1 is better than Episode 4, so the first of the original trilogy. So I think which that's kind of controversial right there, but I mean,
there'd be a lot of people mad at you right now. Holy fuck.
But I think with Anakin being the main story of Star Wars, the Skywalker family, people underrate that movie so much because the duel between Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon Jinn against Maul decides the rest of the trilogy. Because if Maul lost and Qui-Gon lived, Anakin grows up.
I'm kidding.
You about to get furious out here? No.
It's. I have almost the same hot take.
Okay.
That's why I was like, God.
No, because if Qui-Gon, like, if even if Obi-Wan died and Qui-Gon lived, Anakin would never went to the dark side. He would have been taught to be in between dark and light. No, it would have game changed everything. So I think people hate on that movie so much, but I think it changes the whole trilogy. And Darth Maul in that scene when I was a kid, when Darth Maul came out and the music was going, man, got my heart racing. I was scared. Yeah.
You were shaking in your boots.
I was, yes. My pants were a little bit soiled, if you know what I'm saying.
Ruin. I can't say much about that. Yeah. So
you had a similar take there?
I'll say it was my next one.
Okay. You should just go for it then.
I don't know how you guys are gonna feel about this, but I think GTA 6 is gonna fall under the pressure of being a good game. Cause I think not only is it gonna be an internet fucking disaster because of how big the world is, and if you're online, it's gonna destroy your router probably. Mm-hmm. It's gonna take forever to download shit, probably. It's gonna be such a big engine. It's literally like gonna be close to like 15 or so years of buildup for this game. And if they do anything wrong, it's going to be an automatic. This game sucks. Why did we wait so long for this fucking game?
I absolutely agree. Also, it's going to be one of those games where only like a 4090 graphics card is going to be able to handle it. So like any PC people, anyone that doesn't have like an up-to-date graphics card, not going to be able to run it. Remember when, I don't know if you guys remember, but Jedi Survivor came out. And there were so many complaints because it couldn't run it.
Yeah.
No, like, you had to have a specific console to run it and stuff like that, and downfall. And like you said, people have been waiting forever for this, so anything wrong with it, they're going to be criticizing because they waited so long for it. Yeah, and I agree.
I think it's going to be, like, the most overhyped game of, like, 2025 or whenever they announced it for. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people are going to try it. They're going to go, GTA 5 is better. Because they, like, added on so much to GTA 5. There's a great, like, custom games, like, community there. Like, it just messing around in it is fun. Yeah. And I've only played it for, like, 15 hours. And I was like, man, this is fun. Mm-hmm. But I have it on Xbox One. And it's not crossplay, which is, like, kind of dog, but whatever. No, I mean, like, I appreciate Rockstar for putting it off and, like, wanting to be, like, a complete game and, like, they don't... Because I've seen that so many times nowadays where it's, like, we gotta, like, release this game and then it's, like, so buggy that it's, like, this is miserable. Yeah. But, like, yeah, it also kind of works against them because now people are, like, I just want to play GTA 6. But I think GTA 5 will always be the best GTA.
I don't think you're wrong. I think it will always go down. As much as even if they prove the game so much, make it look so much better, I don't know. It's going to have such a big game. It's going to have its bugs. Especially if they release it too early, too. Then, it's game over for it.
Well, even if they do it too early, no one's going to give a fuck. They had 15 years to do this game. Or however long now.
Yeah.
GTA 5's gone across 3 generations of games.
Yes.
Like... Yeah, no.
Like, it's basically going to be GTA 5, but maybe looks better in a different map. It's in, like, Miami now.
And the story, obviously, is going to be different, too. Yeah. So.
That's another thing is people are already getting mad that they don't have, like, the main characters because it's a new generation, so they're trying to make a new story, and people are already getting mad about that. It's like, Okay, well, they're making a new game.
You need to just get over it. Yeah. Like, you've had 15 years with this character.
Sorry, this is kind of random, but it's like Marvel going into the next generation. People hate this Marvel now. It's like, well, yeah, because it's a new generation. We finished up.
Build up new characters.
Yeah, like,
Endgame. It's like, that was our generation of Marvel. There's a new one coming in. They're not going to, Because if they just keep going with the same one, then they just ruin it. Yeah.
Exactly.
I know we've probably done this one before, but I'm picking pancakes over waffles.
I disagree.
I disagree.
Okay, you want to hear my points why I go pancakes over waffles?
Yeah.
Okay, so waffles are 100% better if I'm just going to get like Eggo waffles out of my refrigerator. Those will beat everything. But if I'm going to a restaurant in the morning, breakfast in the morning, and I'm looking at that menu, I am not picking waffles. I got Eggo waffles at home in my refrigerator or freezer. Maybe fridge. I don't know at this point. But I'm picking the waffles. I'm picking the pancakes over the waffles because that isn't something I always have. And that's something I want fresh at a restaurant. So I'm going
to hear my take.
Yeah.
I'm never picking pancakes or waffles at a restaurant. I'm picking everything but that if it's a breakfast place.
I usually go for like omelets.
Omelets are
goated.
I do agree. Only way I'm getting pancakes is if it's like a side with one of like.
That's fair.
Yeah, yeah. Like an omelet with a side, and I'll pick pancakes.
Like, if I had to pick, I'm picking waffles every single goddamn time. And it's because of the fucking ridges, man. They just suck that butter up. They suck the.
One's kind of like. I don't know how to explain it. One's just like. I don't know.
The texture's better.
The texture's better on pancakes. What are you talking about? The pair of waffles.
They get soggy really quick.
That is true. But if you're eating it properly in that moment,
trying to slam my pancakes, though.
But if you're hungry, you're going to slam any food they have in front of you. Eat it properly. Pancakes are delicious.
Are there toaster pancakes?
No. They're the ones that they made and they're putting on the oven. They're flipping it. You know, that kind of.
Waffles are so easy to access.
No, that's why I would say, like, at home, I'm not going to go to the grocery store and pick out pancakes, whatever, frozen. I'm picking out waffles because Eggos are great. Because
waffles are better than pancakes.
Exactly.
I don't know about that one.
You're picking waffles because they're better than pancakes.
I'm picking waffles at home, but if I'm going to a restaurant, I'm never buying waffles. I'm buying pancakes. If those are the only two things on the menu at a restaurant and they're making them homemade, I'm not picking waffles, I'm picking pancakes.
I'm going somewhere else if that's the only thing on the menu.
Well, true.
Like, typically, like, sit-down restaurants have, like, big waffle options.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, the same batter. Like, that's what waffles are, at least at the place that I work. We use the pancake batter in the waffle iron, which...
Yeah, no, but even... It's the way they cook it. I like the texture or whatever, if I'm going to a restaurant, of the pancake than the waffle. Because the waffle is something I can have frozen anytime. I don't know. Yep. That was a good one. Thanks, Forrest.
I wasn't done.
No.
Your opinion blows ass.
Yeah, just like, fair enough. I feel like if I ever spread butter on my pancake, that's just like... It just doesn't work. Like,
what do you mean you're having trouble spreading butter on pancakes?
Like, it's because I always order waffles.
The fact that you're even ordering waffles out of place is crazy to me, but I mean.
I'm picking the Belgian waffles over the pancakes at any restaurant.
No. That's where you guys are wrong. No.
I don't know what his whole, like, I can't spread butter in the pancake thing is.
Are you having cold pancakes out here? What are you
like, if I spread butter on a waffle, it gets caught in those little thingies.
Yeah,
I
don't like that because then I get butter in one spot. At least with pancake, when you put a butter, like, butter stick on it, it just kind of melts evenly.
And then your pancake's soggy.
But I'm eating it properly. You guys must be eating your pancakes like absolute... animals out here, because that is by the time I'm finished with my pancakes, it never got soggy, or it's just the right amount of soggy with like the syrup and everything. It was good. No. Yep.
Pepperoni isn't a top three pizza topping.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. Yeah, no, you can go fuck yourself. Pepperoni is the number one option, and then everything else comes below
I
that.
could pepperoni could disappear and I'd be completely fine with
Yeah. Now your opinion to me
Are we like counting like cheese as a topping?
Yeah, cheese, sausage.
Well, okay.
Okay.
I guess cheese is more important than pepperoni because I'd rather have,
Yeah.
I wouldn't want a pizza with sauce and then pepperoni on top. I'd prefer have a cheese pizza over a pizza with sauce and pepper. Yeah.
But it's
But
still not top three.
pepperoni, whatever option you're putting in front of it is absolutely wrong.
No.
You're hot. That's a good hot take because it's a dumbass opinion right there.
I
No.
think I got a point.
No, I don't think you have a point at all. Okay, then name your top three.
Literally anything. I just don't.
Nah.
Sausage,
The sauce is good. That's
bacon.
that can bacon? Are you kidding me with
Chicken,
bacon?
bacon ranch,
Well, no,
chicken.
okay, well that's a special. That's different.
No, it's not.
No,
It's pizza.
yeah, but no, you're saying three top. No, you can go specialty pizzas are
Pepperoni isn't a
better.
top three pizza topping. It's not.
Yeah, but you're saying you're okay. This is but you can't say bacon's in your top three, but you're adding bacon to a specialty pizza. That's not no. But if I'm pulling out a pizza. Cheese is the first one, so the sauce and cheese. So the cheese will be number one because you can't have pizza without cheese. So go cheese, pepperoni.
No.
Yes. I get if you don't like pepperoni, but you can't go
I
then
like
bacon.
pepperoni,
No,
it's not
but
top three.
okay, then are you saying if you had a cheese pizza and we're not going specialty, you're picking bacon on your cheese
I'll put
pizza
bacon and chicken on
instead?
there.
No. You're putting bacon instead of pepperoni on your cheese pizza. Are you?
Yeah, over that.
That's a fucking dumbass fucking opinion right there. I've never heard an awful
Onion,
opinion.
peppers,
Oh my God. Oh
olives.
my God. I'm about to throw a fit out here. No. Are you saying you're gonna put. Okay, now we're going to a cheese pizza. We're putting the cheese pizza on and you're putting toppings on. You're gonna put onions over pepperoni. Bullshit. No. There's a quarter down here.
I think that's a point for me.
Yeah,
Yeah.
no, you get a point, but it's
It's
a
like.
dumbass fucking opinion. I get if you don't like pepperoni, but
No, I
there's no
like
way
pepperoni.
there's no way you're putting
It's
other
not
things
top
in the top
three.
three. There's no way you're putting bacon on a cheese pizza. If you only had those options, you had to put pepperoni or bacon on your cheese pizza. You were picking pepperoni over bacon. Who
No.
the fuck wants your fat the fatty fucking bacon on there? You know when you get bacon, you'll get those fatty chunks in there. There's no way I'm picking. You do get some good bacon. There's no way I'm ever picking bacon over pepperoni on my cheese pizza. There's no way. No way.
Yeah,
That's
because
a.
you're a single-minded
No,
person.
but I like sausage pepperoni or like sausage pizza in
Don't even
there.
like sausage that
I like
much.
green. No, I don't like it that much, but I would absolutely take that over bacon or anything. That's why it goes pepperoni. Then I'd probably go sausage. Well, obviously cheese on top. So cheese, pepperoni, sausage, and then you could go with anything else. But it is preference, but there's no way you're picking some of those other dumbass top or like toppings over pepperoni. There's no way. No way.
It's just not top three.
That's bullshit. I want to hear your top three then.
I told you, I'd pick any of those over that. Caleb, what do you guys say?
I think cheese is the undisputed number one if
Yeah,
we're counting that
obviously.
as a
Yeah.
topping. But I like marinara pizzas over like anything with like Alfredo or ranch, just because there's this one time where you got like, I was with my parents. We got like an Alfredo pizza and a ranch pizza, and I was like, I just like craved marinara so badly because there was like none. There's no red sauce pizza. Never since then, I've always had to have a red sauce pizza.
What,
I'm
you got
getting triggered.
PTSD?
No, like
Bro,
actually,
Jesus
like
Christ.
I just need a red sauce pizza with a white sauce pizza.
He's been through it, man. He's been through
So
it.
that's like
Jesus
I'd
Christ.
never put pepperoni on a white sauce pizza because that's just weird because I'd always put chicken on it. But I think my go-to is pepperoni because it's got that little bit of spice. It's got that like that tiny bit of meat. It's not big. It's just I think it's just a
You
classic.
guys can definitely. Never mind, I'm not saying it on the podcast.
That was a good one. I appreciated that one. It got me fired up because had such a wrong opinion there.
But we're done with that.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Bryce, get the point for that one.
Hawkeye is a better character than Hulk.
No.
I just don't agree with that.
I like Hulk's story way better than Hawkeye.
I don't think they did him any favors with the shitty Edward Norton shit.
No.
But I haven't watched Hawkeye the show yet either.
Yeah.
I think he, after Endgame, maybe he's better. But as a character overall, I think Hulk's better.
I also just feel like Hulk's background is more intense, where it made me want to watch it more. Like, the whole thing where he's like, yeah, I tried to put a bullet in my head, and then he went, yeah, but the green guy caught it, pretty much.
But the other guy spit it out? Yeah. I think when Hulk just stays as Hulk and he becomes smart Hulk, that, like, kind of ruined it. There's no, like, internal struggle. He's just a big, smart guy. And I'm like, this is just kind of boring now.
But I think that's, like, character development. He went through that whole thing where he wanted to die, like, every day. And then
you want him to kill himself so bad.
It's just, like, it took away his struggle. Like, yeah, it came full circle. He's fine now. But it's, like, it's just boring.
There's no way he's fully fine, though. I think he just kind of...
Hey, no, he's a big fucking green guy.
Yeah, yeah. There's
struggling being just a big doofus green guy. He just doesn't want to kill himself anymore. Yeah.
But Hulk just kind of got boring.
Green Arrow is better than Hawkeye. I don't know if that Eric should believe that. I was just
gonna... I was going to say, we're going to have this debate now.
I do like the Green Arrow live action show.
That's not a hot take.
That's really good. Yeah. I don't even... Again, I don't know if I agreed with that. I tried to catch my phone there. It's gone. It's fine.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
All right, well, that was hot
takes. Yeah, no, that was a good one. I appreciate that.
I won.
Got with the pepperoni
bullshit. Let us know how you feel about our hot takes. That was a long segment. I don't know how much. We'll see if I cut any of that. All right. Anyways, trivia battle time.
Oh, we're on trivia?
Yep. I didn't
do anything for that.
Nope.
We're answering trivia questions.
Oh.
Trivia battle.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
And then winner gets a prize.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay, okay.
And it's a good one today. Nice. So. All right. Do you guys want to flip a coin to see who goes first?
There's a quarter somewhere.
Yeah, there is a quarter on the floor.
I don't know what happened to it.
But there's also one over here.
Quarter.
It's right there. All right. Special guest gets to call it. What do you want?
Tails, because my luck's bad. Tails.
Cool.
Yeah.
Boris gets to go first.
Yes, sir.
Start off with a...
Yeah, it's the Tails.
I know, but who is it? Who is that old... No, I shouldn't say that.
You were about to say some awful shit.
Okay, why are we... Yeah.
Who created Pixar?
Dude, I don't know.
Any guess?
No.
You can pick anyone.
Mickey Mouse. The guy from Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Nah, just give that one to Caleb.
My only guess would be Walt Disney.
Damn.
Final answer?
Yep.
Just want to go again?
No. That was my guess by saying Mickey
Pixar.
Mouse.
Pixar. Disney bought Pixar. In like 2003, so it wasn't made by Disney.
Yeah, who made?
Like, should we know this?
Yeah,
Steve Jobs made Pixar.
I was not gonna. Crazy. Yeah, that's actually crazy. I was not gonna guess that.
Steve Jobs and George Lucas made Pixar together.
Oh, what?
Yep.
Nah, that's kind of cool. I had no clue.
Steve Jobs was actually head of Pixar until he died.
That's crazy. I did not know that. Maybe we're just dumb, Caleb, because we probably should have known that, but I had no clue.
How many total seasons of Fortnite have there been?
Christ. Yeah.
Closest two wins.
Okay. Are we only allowed one guess?
Yep.
Closest two? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. What? There's been like four chapters, five chapters.
I'm in chapter 5 right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like it just became chapter 5. Do 9 18. I'm going to go with 24.
I was just going to go with 20.
Your final answer?
Yeah.
29.
That's actually kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Well, my thought is I couldn't think of how many, like, you know how I was thinking chapter, like, each chapter has three seasons for yep. some reason. That's what I was going
That's
for.
That's what I went with.
So I had no clue, kind of.
Chapter 1 has 10 seasons, and then it goes
that's,
from there.
That's where it okay. got me wrong, because I just kind of assumed all of them were three, but that kind of makes sense, because chapter 1 was
like, chapter lost, 1 had, yeah. like, 10, yeah. 2 had, like, 8, and then it went to, like, 4 seasons a chapter
yeah.
after
yeah.
that. So
I did, like, 3 seasons per chapter. And then I just threw out a random number.
Yeah, yeah, that's for, exactly.
Yeah, like my original guess was going to be 19. Yeah. And then I was like, no, there's no, got to be more than 19. Yeah. So.
How many years was it between the making of Star Wars Episode 6 and Star Wars Episode 1?
I'm just going to throw out a random one. I probably could figure it out if I wanted to, but I'm just going to go like 15 years. It's way more than that. But
is this another closer to? Yeah, or
closer
okay.
to closer to, yeah.
15 years?
Yeah.
Man. I'm going to say 12.
Was 16 years.
Ooh.
So, you get a point.
Let's go! Let's go!
It was 1983 oh, to 1999. That's stinks.
Yeah, no, it is.
You're done. That was my final straw mm-hmm. with you. All right. I don't know how this is, question's going to go, but name the 4 teams in the NFC West, and you both get 4
oh,
guesses.
No.
Each, and then the one with the
no.
most in it wins.
All right.
Name the NFC West.
I think this is gonna be really funny, but we'll see how it goes.
I like
so you guess 4, you guess 4, then the person with the most in it wins, or if you guys just get 0, neither of you get that shit.
Okay. It's because I don't know if AFC is like the left side of the United
yeah,
States or the NFC.
AFC and NFC, they're like there's wests for both, there's norths for both.
Okay.
It does not change. Well, it's not like the NBA where there's a Western and Eastern.
I don't even know if we're AFC or NFC. So, I'm about to wing
something. I'm pretty sure Packers are NFC. Okay. You said NFC West?
Mm-hmm.
Am I only guessing one right now?
No, you're guessing 4.
Okay. I'm going to guess Jets, Patriots.
Caleb, that's not West.
Oh, this is East.
Yeah, because like California.
Okay, I'm going to guess.
I could have let you just keep going.
Yeah,
there,
I would have guessed like 4 on the East side. Okay. I'm going to guess the Seahawks, the 49ers. That's got to be South. I'm gonna guess. I guess I don't know where that is. I'm gonna throw the Broncos in there. And what else is way to the left? No, that's because that's gotta be South. I want to see Dallas so bad, but the Raiders.
Your turn.
Okay. To be fair, I'm gonna say this because I have no clue. I'm gonna take a guess. I think you said AFC West, but I can't think of anything that would be NFC West. That's my thought. Like you went
What?
more like too far west because NFC I thought was on this side. Like we kind of get the
It does not. NFC just guessed four West
yeah.
teams. The NFC and AFC do not matter until it like gets to.
I can't guess any of the ones that he said.
You can.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying you guys have to pick four each.
Yeah. This is tough.
I will give you a hint.
Well, I'm about to say Jacksonville Jaguars. All right, we're gonna go Jacksonville. We're gonna go Baltimore. We're gonna go.
Forest. That is not the West. That's the East Coast.
Same problem I
What
had.
the fuck's wrong with you guys?
Okay, if I'm
We're
actually going
doing a
West
fucking
Coast,
math test next time you
is
come here.
Seattle Washington's because that's on the left there. So Seattle.
The Seattle
Yeah,
Washington.
that's not what I meant to say. Okay, Seattle 49ers. I think the Broncos is a good answer too. I'm just kind of talking out
So
loud.
stupid.
I'm.
Yeah. There's like one more
But
that
I
I
have
regret
no. I don't
not
even know
saying.
where any of these teams are located too. Like I'm trying to think. All I can think on the West Coast is the 49ers being. Oh, Chargers. Yeah, Chargers, 49ers,
Oh no, I'm
Seattle.
thinking of all the teams now.
Don't even know what's over there. This is a good question for you. All the questions.
I know, I thought it'd be funny if I asked you guys.
Yeah, we'll just go Colorado then, I'm sure. Like the Broncos. Yeah.
I think I know two that might be in it.
So you both got two. I think we're gonna go sudden death.
Don't even
So it's
know.
Seahawks, 49ers.
Chargers weren't one of them?
They're in the AFC West.
So do I get to guess like what the other two are? Or
You
like
get sudden death, you just have to guess one more that
okay.
was in it.
I'm gonna guess the Cardinals.
Correct.
That was a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it, where are the Commanders?
They're
Dude.
like Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay.
That does make sense, but I was
49ers,
not.
Seahawks, Cardinals, Rams.
Damn, the Rams. Why are we doing this?
They start blaring off East
Yeah.
teams. It's like, Jesus
Yeah. Also, the
Christ.
fact that the
The
Jets.
I was also thinking the Chargers kind of baffled me being AFC West or whatever you said, and that kind of baffled me.
Broncos are AFC West. Forgot the other teams you guys
Really?
said.
I said Raiders.
Raiders are AFC
I
West.
said Baltimore. Yeah,
you said.
He said Jacksonville Jaguars,
Raiders,
Baltimore
Baltimore
Ravens. It's
Ravens.
like, okay, motherfucker.
Jets, Patriots,
Yeah, okay.
Giants.
All right, Caleb, who was the first ever Fortnite Tier 100 reward in the Battle
Isn't
Pass?
that the Black Knight?
That your final answer?
Yes.
No. He was the first, like, last tier, but he wasn't a Tier 100. That was when it was, like, Tier 30, I think, was, like, the highest you can go.
John Wick. I don't know.
What's his name? I'll give you the
Oh, the
point.
Reaper.
Yeah,
Yeah.
the Reaper was the first.
Oh.
And then I think Peely was like near the top. I think it went like Peely and then Reaper or
No.
something.
Something like that.
Are we both at two?
Yep,
Yeah.
2-2.
2-2.
Since I was like struggling to think of questions to ask you guys, I threw in some trivia about me as well.
Oh, this is bad.
What is Bryce's favorite lightsaber? It's Forrest.
My turn.
What is my favorite lightsaber?
Well, I'm probably gonna go just Mace Windu's red lightsaber because it's purple. That's pretty awesome.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah. I have another guess, but.
I'm bouncing between like three, but I'm gonna go with Count Dooku's.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I'm a
Was gonna
sucker.
go.
I'm
It
a
was.
sucker for that curve.
Yeah, you are.
And other choice is gonna be Darth Maul's lightsaber then after Count Dooku.
My next one was gonna be Qui-Gon.
Crying doesn't go. Yeah.
What is Bryce's favorite pizza overall?
I'm also bouncing between
Two, yeah.
So I'm assuming you're going to say the one that I won't say. And that's
On
gonna,
purpose, of
yeah.
course.
I'm gonna say like chicken Alfredo pizza.
I was gonna go chicken bacon ranch pizza.
Correct.
That was the other one
Oh,
that I was
I
gonna
to be
say.
fair, I wasn't gonna go with the one you were. I was gonna go, it was either chicken bacon ranch or like the barbecue chicken bacon one as my two
Also, a
options.
big Domino's Philly
Yeah, I know
cheesesteak.
you are.
Who trained Count Dooku?
Is my turn?
Yep.
Yaddle technically trained Count Dooku, or is it Mace Windu? No, what was I saying? Okay, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Qui-Gon was the apprentice of Count Dooku, and Count Dooku's person, I think, was Yaddle, but I could be wrong. Because
Is that your
then,
final
yeah,
answer?
let's go Yaddle.
No.
Wait, what am I?
Gonna say Yoda.
Yeah,
It's
because it is
Yoda.
Yoda.
I just, the whole, you want to know what went through my head was that fight where Count Dooku was fighting Yaddle to leave, pretty much.
One.
During that, it was that short series, shorter series, and it went like more in depth of young Dooku and
I never watched that.
Palpatine, younger Palpatine
I only
told.
know that it's Yoda from episode two.
Yeah, when they're
Yoda and
fighting, he's like,
Dooku
fought
yeah,
each other.
my apprentice, or something like
I
that.
should have known that too, because I did know that, but
I
I
don't
first.
know. I didn't watch the show you're talking about. I don't
Yeah.
know how you pulled out Yaddle out of your
Yaddle,
ass.
yeah. My whole I knew it was Yoda too, but my whole thing is that Count Dooku kind of had to kill Yaddle to like get into the beat of the Sith, kind of.
Yeah, he had to have a turning point, but.
Who was the first MCU villain that turned into a good guy? And I can accept two answers here.
It's just me, because,
Yeah.
well, I think one of your accepted answers will be Bucky, or the Winter Soldier.
Incorrect. I'm going timeline too.
I had someone in mind, but then I honestly forgot it. Villains,
And they
villains.
don't have to be the main villain of the movie
Oh,
either.
maybe
Oh.
Loki?
No.
No. Loki was kind of good and bad the entire
Yeah.
year.
He was flirting on that for a while.
Okay. Let's see. Well, if he's not the main villain, I guess he was bad the entire time. I like don't even want to say who it is then, because I don't want it to be correct. Not main villain, MCU timeline. And they turned a good guy. I guess I'll say it. I'm gonna go with Zola.
A good guess, but it's not Zola.
Well, I have nothing running through my brain right now. Not a single, not a single thing. I was thinking about it, and then I started getting like distracted by the snow outside, and my brain just shut
Fairies.
down. Villains. Thanos definitely turned good at the end there. But I don't think that's it. Well, I guess Tony Stark was kind of a villain at the start. He was a rich villain, and then he realized his bombs are going to bad places. I don't know. I don't know. You should just say this one. We both take the loss.
I would have accepted Nebula or Yondu.
I was not going to the Guardians of the Galaxy at all in my head.
It was both in Guardians
Yeah.
2.
No, I was not thinking that.
Think it's Caleb's turn.
Yeah.
Actually, you started.
Yeah, I started
Bucky.
with Bucky.
Bucky.
Should have been Forrest that
Bucky
started
got that,
out.
don't
Well,
be.
actually.
No, because he said Yaddle and I said Yoda.
Don't know how that happened then. Okay, anyways.
Oh,
What year did the live action Grinch come out?
2003.
Final answer?
Sure, yeah.
No.
Damn, that was my guess.
Yeah.
Oh
I
no.
kind of assumed that came out
I'll
on
double
like the year
check.
we were born for some reason. It's gotta be close.
No, yeah, you gotta
It's
be like.
gotta be so close.
I'll wait for this check.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not 2003.
I'm gonna guess 2002.
Nope.
2008.
No.
2005.
No.
2004.
No.
2001?
No.
2000.
Correct.
Let's go! Why do I feel like... Dude, I was so locked in at 2003 that everything else didn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
All right, tied up. 4-4.
Oh, boy.
We're the main six in the Justice League.
Oh, and this is mine?
Yeah. At least in the movie.
Well... and like, so you said the movie?
Sure.
You got Batman, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Superman, Flash, and Cyborg.
Correct.
That shit wasn't even there.
Who cut Thor's hair in Ragnarok?
I know.
Padme Amidala.
No.
His sister.
It's Caleb's turn. You already guessed.
Stan Lee.
Correct. Jesus Christ.
He goes.
I really hope that didn't start making it.
It
sound
might
stupid.
Have.
All right, guys, we'll be right back just in case some stupid shit happened. All right, sit down. We're almost done.
My ass.
We guys weren't looking at the questions when I was
no.
talking there.
Dude, do you think I can read?
Alright, well.
My bad.
So, the biggest Marvel Lego set of all time is the Avengers Tower with 5,201 pieces. What is second place?
This is. I go first?
I believe, yeah.
I'm gonna say the Daily Bugle.
Final answer?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with the like shield ship if they made some big version of that. I don't know if they did.
Damn.
Okay.
I don't know if they did, but it's not the answer.
Okay.
Oh, are we still going?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say Sanctum. Sanctorum.
Nope.
I'm trying to even think of big Marvel sets right now. Do you have it?
Yeah, I have the answer.
Or, no, like, you have the set.
I'm not saying that.
Almost
like you're asking me if I had the answer. I was like, no shit, I have the answer.
Yeah.
Notebook.
I'm trying to even think.
I give it one more guess. Well, actually, I'll give you one more guess, because Caleb already guessed twice.
Big Marvel sets. Was it recent?
I didn't get these hints.
Yeah, true enough. I can't even think of a single Marvel set going through my brain. Oh, the Hulkbuster guy.
That is correct.
The awful set that's
the
way,
awful,
yeah, way
overpriced, 4,000 piece Hulkbuster.
That's why it wasn't even going through my head. I was thinking of buildings, and I'm like, yeah, they made that garbage set.
Yeah.
Well, that was a big... You needed that.
Let's go.
Caleb is still 1 point ahead. There's two questions left.
Mm.
Caleb gets one. It's done.
Yeah.
If you tie, it all comes down to the last question.
Yeah. You get to go first on this question.
Do I actually?
Cool.
Yeah, man.
What is Bryce's favorite show? I will accept two answers here.
All time?
Yep.
I know.
Why am I going? This is. I'm gonna just go to the first thing that came to my brain. iCarly. All time, dude. You love iCarly.
I love iCarly. It's not all time.
That's
though.
Bogus. You no. You're lying to yourself out here.
Regular show.
That was one of the answers.
You watch iCarly so much more than regular show. It's unbelievable.
That's not true.
That is absolutely true. Especially when you're a kid. No. Nah, it's not regular show. I promise you. You're lying to yourself. I'm taking the point.
Can you guess the other one? I'll give you one guess to keep you in this. We'll do the last question for fun, but
I was gonna go 13 Reasons Why after that, but
no,
okay.
Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, I was gonna guess Good Luck Charlie.
That was another one. That's you almost like skipped like Charlie more than regular show. I'm just saying.
I definitely do not.
Yes, you.
You're just coping.
No, I'm right.
All
right,
last question. That was bogus. Caleb already won.
No. That was a bogus. You've lied to yourself.
I said on the show before that was regular.
Yeah, and
show.
You keep lying to yourself over because you think telling yourself that iCarly being my favorite show wouldn't be good in your head. That's what you're telling yourself. And then you go with the regular show. Now you love iCarly. And Good Luck Charlie was a great answer,
too.
That
was a good answer.
Yeah, it was a really good answer. You're lying to yourself. I'm just saying. I know you better than you do at this point, it seems like. Because you're just lying to yourself. I'm taking the point.
It's a tie game right now. Yes. All right. Closest to. This would have been the tiebreaker question.
You mean it is a tiebreaker question?
Okay, if you get this on the dot, which you won't, you'll win.
Okay.
Okay. Over the four movies, I get Caleb hasn't seen the other two John Wick movies. What is John Wick's kill count over the four movies?
The thing is, I've watched a video and that gave me the answer at some point, but I don't know it at this point. 157.
230.
You guys are off by close to 200. I'll give you a hint. That was really fucking close. Yes. It was 439. We're one off.
That was actually pretty good.
What is your second guess? If you got that, if you did that first try, then
I think I win it.
All right, Caleb, close your eyes. You are the winner. It's a
bunch of bullshit. Oh my god.
You get The Legend of Grimace McDonald's VHS movie.
My god.
For the set. How do you feel?
Let's go. I feel so good. Look at this. It's mine. You can only look.
No touches.
Take real quick, but you're about to lose that.
I have to say you're going to lose your life. Jesus Christ.
It's because that cord gets caught. It's not my fault.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a bullshit fucking podcast. I'm never coming back on the
dog. Thank you guys for watching the Salt Shack podcast. Let us know how you feel about our hot takes. Trivia. Do you think Forrest deserves another shot?
No, I got robbed, so I deserve another shot.
Another shot to Trivia King Caleb. I think Caleb's only lost once.
I think it was to Tony.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for watching. See you guys next time.
Goodbye.